The Supreme Court has overruled objections by respondents to stop the chairman of the EC from answering questions on allegations of voter irregularities in Lejokuku constituency in the last December elections. Mr. Addison sought to cross-examine Dr. Farajan on the allegations, which received stiff opposition from Mr. Chikata, who argued that the star witness for the petitioner, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, had stated that they are no more relying on the allegation.
My Lord, the first passage is at page 76 of the transcript of the 14th of May. This was after Exhibit 43 had been tendered. And the question reads, now, in fact, have a look at the allegations that you made through the first petitioner in Exhibit 43. Have a look at paragraph 4, and please read that paragraph out. Witness reads out. And in paragraph 4 was the allegation of planned systematic stealing of votes at the collation level and pattern of fraud and so on, the stealing of votes cast in favor of Nanado and so on. And then the question that follows after he reads, now, Dr. Baumia, none of those allegations are true. None of those allegations that were contained in your statement. And the answer is, these are not part of our case. I think you should focus on the case before this court. So there's a clear statement from the witness that the allegations in the letter, Exhibit 43, they are not part of our case. I think you should focus on the case.
The lead counsel for the petitioner, Philip Addison, stated portions of their pleadings which showed that the petitioner have indeed pleaded such matters.
Four of the petition says, petitioners say that in some instances, votes earned by the first petitioner were unlawfully reduced, whilst at the same time, votes of the first respondent were illegally padded with the sole purpose of procuring the victory of the first respondent in the 2012 December presidential elections. And in the affidavit, paragraph 20, that in the light of this inexplicable difference and the experience of the discrepancies that arose at Domekwa Benya constituency between the results of the MPP parliamentary candidate and the first petitioner, which results were subsequently corrected upon persistent protest by the MPP parliamentary candidate, as well as calls from members of the MPP in a number of constituencies across the country, complaining that the results being declared were not accurate. First petitioner and the MPP put together a task force, of which I was the head, to investigate the results as declared in the presidential election. I was particularly pleased to lead and direct this investigation as the running mate of first petitioner and also as a person with proficiency in statistics. Paragraph 21, that I say that in the constituencies from which the said calls were received included Gambaga Nalarugu, Tamale South, Lower Manyakrobo, Techiman North, Yilokrobo, Akropong, Brikum West, Kintampo South, Upper West Akim, Empoho, Yendi, Lejokuku, Ketu North, Ofurikrom, and Hohoi North. So, my lords, we have these matters in our pleadings, and so they were fully put on notice on these matters.
The court, in a 7-2 majority, overruled the objection. Presiding Judge Justice William Atuguba announced this decision.
Majority of 7-2, Atuguba and Adinyira JJSC dissenting, because the particulars on these matters were restricted to only 3 polling stations. The objection is overruled.
After the court's judgment, Mr. Addison announced that he had withdrawn the question. The court had to step down the cross-examination of Dr. Farajan to enable the respondents to examine some lists submitted to the respondents. The respondents say the documents came in too late to enable them to examine them fully. Also, Dr. Farajan told the court that he could not go through the list of 833 unique names of polling stations submitted by the petitioners. He therefore pleaded for more time.